The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back to the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. John Dinkins here along with Alan Bush, the head coach of the Seagull Stars. And Alan, when we – I guess we're going to go ahead and start the – it's the theme of the day, evidently, how tough this district is. Let's get that out of the way. We're going to talk about it because we all know it's a tough district.
I don't know. I haven't played anybody yet.
And there's a lot of teams from 1 to 4 to 5 that really probably could beat anybody. I think a lot of people – And maybe unjustly, they feel that Seagull's rebuilding and that type thing. But you guys were very, very young last year, and a lot of people, I think, tend to forget that. And they've matured a little bit, off to a good start, 9-1.
Yeah, I guess the fortunate thing for us this year, too, I told the girls last night, they were talking about being 9-1. I said, well, I'd just soon be 5-5 if I know we're getting better. We are getting better in some areas, but we're young. We're still young. We got one senior, and she's new. So it's, it's not like she's really a senior. We've played in a lot of fairly close games, which has been really beneficial to us, I think. Those games are hopefully teaching us some things, and we're learning some things from them.
You get you started out a 3-point win. You had the one loss was by 3. 5-point win, 3-point win, 7-point win. So last night, I guess against Ravenwood was maybe a welcome that you had a chance maybe and get to play some other people too a little bit. But with a 15-point win, something that you haven't been used to. But again, those close games do mean a lot when it comes down when you do get into district play.
Yes, and last night probably was the most lopsided game we've been in. I think we were up by like 25 at one time, so we did have some breathing room last night, and it was nice to have that. But not in this close games too. We've played back to 2 weeks in a row. We played a Thursday Friday back to back game, and we won all those. So that's been beneficial to us too. I think the Antioch game maybe was one of the. We didn't play really well in the Antioch game, but we did some things. They were the most athletic team we played, and we needed to see that. And we did some things we needed to do to win the game. So I thought that was definitely a good game for us.
They were a very, very good team, and I guess it's important to try to get a few of those in before you start district action. But yet, is it important, Alan, with a young team to get a few wins though, and get a little bit of confidence when they're that young?
It is. I'll tell you, we had a rough summer. We had a couple kids hurt. We played this the summer with a lot of kids that are not playing now because they were having to play this summer, so we lost a lot of games this summer, and like I said, some kids that really need to play didn't get to play. We had one torn ACL, one with a broken foot. We get some new kids in the fall, so we've had to mesh all those kids together. I don't know what the kids expected this year. I think after if you go through a summer where you don't win many games, I don't think your kids expect a whole lot. But I think that is a big thing. Winning games is a big confidence booster. And we've got a long ways to go. But I'd rather be 9-1 as 1-9.
Let's talk a little bit about your newcomers. Amber Daniels has come in and really sparked you quite a bit. And tell us a little bit about her.
She's an athletic kid who. I really get to say she's a scorer because she's, she shoots the ball well. Matter of fact, she's shooting the ball really well in the field. I think she's shooting about 80% in the free throw line, takes the ball to the basket well. And she, like I said, she's a new kid too. She's kind of trying to adjust to our system. So, the good thing is I think on the offensive end, we want her to be able to relax. And I think that's one of the things when you're playing new kids and they're trying to learn things, you don't want them you want to get to the point where they're not having to think too much on the floor. And I think early she was a little frustrated, but now she's starting to feel a little bit more comfortable on the floor, and I think that's helped her.
They've got a really pretty good shooting team at times, and you kind of run several guards out there, and you're not a big team, but very, very quick.
We've got decent quickness. We don't have any size, so we don't have a post play, and so we've got to rely on our quickness, got to rely on shooting the ball, and we've at times have shot it pretty well. we're not really in tune offensively, and that's something that you hope you get better at as year goes along. You know, we preach a lot of defense. We've always been that way, and I heard Chad on the way in talking about the same thing, and that's kind of how we approach it. You know, you try to get you know, defense is tough to teach in terms of just getting kids to buy into it, but it's not as tough as kids meshing together on offense. You know what I mean? Because offensively, it just takes a little longer. So hopefully, we'll get better on offensively as the year goes along.
It's really hard to tell a young kid that defense pays off and benefits, and it also creates points. And a lot of times, I don't think they get that concept, or it takes a while.
Yeah, it does. And we try to use our quickness to our advantage and our athleticism, and try to get out and pressure a little bit. And that's been a battle we've kind of battled this year, is trying to be consistent with that and get them to really be aggressive consistently. And when we're doing that at times, you know, we do a pretty good job. And then when we're kind of on our heels, we don't. So we've got to battle that daily too.
Talk a little bit about your sophomores, because I know they've matured. They've had a year to kind of blossom a little bit. And you had some talent coming up that were freshmen last year. Tell us a little bit about them again this year.
Well, Paris Lawson has really developed. She had a good summer. She's running the point for us. She's one of those kids who can play anywhere. We play her in the post on offense sometimes. And I was really impressed with the Antioch game the other night, because she had 7 points and 16 rebounds. Now, for your point guard to get 16 rebounds, that's
amazing.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But she's really got where she learns how to keep her composure. And she'll get frustrated, but she's really starting to get that under control a little bit. And also in that game where she had 16 rebounds, she had to work her tail off getting the ball down the floor, because Antioch has a tremendously quick guard that was pressuring her, 90 feet, and she was having to battle her all night. So I was really impressed with her play that night. She's really come along. The other sophomore is Morgan Clemmer, who's playing a little bit off the bench. She got to play a lot this summer, so that really helped her. And, building her confidence is the main thing with her. So I think she's coming along in that area.
When you speak of Paris, you kind of run into some players every once in a while that just have a kind of a gift to be around where the ball is. You know, if it's a long rebound off or a loose ball. And Paris is kind of one of those girls, isn't she, that just kind of is always around the action somewhere.
Yeah, she's got really good instincts. Just and you're right. She's She's just around the basketball. She makes plays. She has a tendency to pick up a lot of fouls, which, it's just because she's aggressive, And I've told her 2 or 3 times, I think it was even last night, she picked up 2 early fouls. And, they weren't bad fouls, but I told her, I said, when you're going back in the second, I said, no, this is another opportunity for you just to learn how to play when you got fouls. You've got to understand, I got to be smart. I can't pick up another one. And we say that you don't go out there and play tentatively, but you just don't do something dumb. You don't reach in, you don't go over the back, and so hopefully that's going to help her down the road.
I know Christmas time and holiday season is a break for a lot of people, but not for basketball. What do the Seagull Stars have planned over the holidays?
We actually play at Columbia just one game before Christmas, and a lot of times we'd play in the tournament before and one after, and I thought, we're not going to do that. We're going to play one game, and we're going to do that. I think we play Shovel at Columbia. And then after Christmas, we're going to Knoxville to play in a tournament in Knoxville-Fulton. So that ought to be good. We get a little time to get away, and maybe the girls can bond a little bit, like everybody always says, the old cliche.
Yeah.
But I hope that's good.
Spend a little Christmas, spend a little with the family, and then after Christmas, the Knoxville tournament. And Columbia's a pretty good test, too. That's not a shabby team to play.
Well, we're actually playing Shovel.
Oh, okay.
At Columbia.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Columbia's good.
Yeah, and you talk about meshing and that kind of thing, and these kids go through a long season. And we were talking to Chad, and you mentioned the conversation, but I brought up a point with him that I think kind of applies with you guys too. It's trying to gel by the time you get through district play and when district tournament play. And do you believe in the 3-season type thing? Because I think your teams kind of mold that along the same lines as the defense picks up. You guys seem to always be around during that tournament time and always in a pretty good position.
Yeah, that's true. And you mentioned how tough the district is. We're not we probably got 3 teams in our league this year that are in maybe top 5-7 in the state. So it's going to be, you know, we haven't played anybody that competition yet. And hopefully we'll see some teams that are really good and going to push us before we get to that point, because you've got to, you know, you've got to be prepared for that. You know, there's some districts where you're going to see more competition outside your district than you are in your district, but that's not the case with this league. So hopefully we're going to see enough competition that by the time our district season rolls around that we're a lot more prepared and hopefully be able to compete.
The Lady Stars will take on you go to Shelbyville. I'm sorry, excuse me, at Wilson Central on the 18th. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's great.
And then you've got the game at Columbia before Christmas. So quite a few games left, a non-district, before you get in and get the district started off with the Riverdale Warriors. So that's no big.
I think it's Smyrna. I think we play Smyrna the first district game.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Okay, maybe that is. I don't have it on here, but
okay. I believe it is.
Statistician sometimes is incorrect with some of that stuff. So, and Smyrna is another team that's improved as well.
Yeah, Smyrna's going to be a good basketball team, and we'll definitely have to be prepared. It's going to be interesting. Like you said, I heard you talking earlier about how, you know, competitive it is, and it's really going to be that way. It was really competitive last year, and it's going to be even more so this year.
Do you see, Alan? Maybe though that it doesn't make it any easier, but it seems like from 1 to 4 to 5 that there is getting a little closer, maybe just you know, in terms of that kind of, because Riverdale's always been so good, and Blackman has had some really good years. You have, but this year maybe a little more balanced out.
Yeah, I think some teams are closing the gap a little bit. So you know, and that's good. You know, it's who wouldn't want your whole district 1 through 6 really just every night when the teams went out there, it to be, you know, anybody could win. You know, I think that would be. You know, everybody might not believe that, but that would be nice. I think that just every single night would be, it's going to be a great test. And so, you know, we'll see. I guess we'll see how it goes. But I do think some teams are closing the gap a little bit.
Well, good luck to you in the tournament after Christmas and the next couple of games. And we're going to see you, I think, sometime after the first of the year. We'll get to see you a little bit. Maybe we'll have that first district game maybe in before we talk to you again. But good luck to the Seagull Stars. Off to a great start.
Thank you, John. Appreciate what you guys do.
All right. Alan Bush, the head coach of the Seagull Stars. Take care of that hand, too, by the way.
I will.
Are you going to be out for a few days? Or
I'm having surgery on Tuesday, which is a game day. She said I could go to the game probably, but we'll see how I feel.
If you know where you are.
She said you might not be able to make any decisions, but you might sit there.
There you go.
You might be better off.
You might be the most relaxed you've ever been at a basketball game. You never know.
That's true.
Alan Bush, head coach of the Seagull Stars. And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, it's Jennifer Grandstaff of the Oakland Patriots as we continue with the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.